Just a couple of years ago, I was working at a bank, but also part-time at a youth shelter in southern Indiana. And my heart broke for some of those kids. There was a big lack of opportunity for them. I saw all the potential in the world for them, but there were lots of obstacles in their way. So I was getting ready to start grad school. I was enrolled, and a good friend of mine from college just started working here at Victory Project, told me to check it out. So I visited for a couple of days. I fell in love with it. Was honestly amazed with what has been put together here in this organization. And so I was blessed with the opportunity to be a part of the team and have enjoyed it ever since.
So your experience with the youth shelter, did the stories you were seeing there and the experiences of those kids serve as any reflection on your own upbringing, or it was just something that kind of pulled you in?
Honestly, I was blessed. I was the youngest of five siblings. I had parents who created opportunities for me, a loving family. And so it was hard to see the opposite of that, honestly, for me. And so that's really why I wanted to just do my part and just be a small part of these guys' lives. And like a coach's job is to set guys up for success. And so we don't really do a whole lot for them. We just try to set them up, put them in a place where they'll be successful. And we see that every day. They have an amazing potential, and it shines all the time.
So I was really impressed with the two young gentlemen who gave me the tour of the facility, and the fact that, you know, they mentioned what they have to go through, kind of maybe some of the rules and regulations to stay in the program, but they're asked to give back to the program as much as the program is here for them.
Yeah, absolutely. The expectations, we do ask a lot of the guys. We have high standards for them because we want them to reach their potential. And so they're coming in after school, and 3 days a week we have about an hour-long class, whether it's tutoring, whether it's our Life of Valor class where they learn life skills, or it's our Bible study. They go through those classes, they engage, they really participate, and are open to learning.
So I kind of put them on the spot with this one, and they weren't sure how to answer it, so I'm going to fire it back at you. But they explained kind of the point system that where someone will then become ineligible for the program, and ask them how they felt when kids do point out of the program and can no longer participate. How do you personally feel when you lose a kid from the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our values is to model work as a reward. And so these guys, they have to earn eligibility each week to work. And so that has to do with their academics, that has to do with their time spent here, and just with their behavior and interacting with peers and everything. And so it's high expectations, but the guys meet those expectations very regularly. And as far as, you know, the point system, if they seem to be having a consistent struggle, you know, we're here to partner with parents and with teachers. And so we want to be a resource to both of them to really create great opportunities for these guys. A big part of what we do is the love and accountability. So as much as we hate to, if a student is, you know, consistently kind of worked their way out of the program, we hold them accountable for that because we love them. But we do have a never forever clause. And so after, you know, a couple of months, they have a chance to re-interview and get themselves back into the program.
Dylan, thanks.
Thank you.